Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
GM events are, I won GM Aida, Aida it back last April, and she decided that because I need her to pay her back by middle of May, she
said I was unfit to talk to my daughters that she adopted.
They called, no, but I'm, if you're cold, you know, leaking up pretty cool in here.
I've been shaking for 3 weeks, I'm actually hot.
So she decided I was unfit to talk to Simone and Aquila because she lied and said she didn't owe me money back that she had borrowed from me. She borrowed the money for a bouquet shoot in New Orleans and refused to pay me back when I needed the money to insulate my home. And so there were a lot of hurtful words. We need to pay those text messages off of my ASAP phone, which is, that's, it's not paper. We need to place text messages off my old cell phone, Jordan's cell phone, that the sheriff's carpet does happen. So she decided, as I do the neighbor, wondering that we'll last the supper. So that old phone has all the text messages between David T. and I, ranging from me to go get Savannah, under what terms, which was last August. And, but right after she decided I was unfit to speak to Savannah, Savannah tried to commit suicide. Samuel put her in the hospital and left for Las Vegas the same day at a party getting gay. So I used to have no emotional support. That's when I just got sitting in there and Savannah and I got talking about how respect is based off of fear. And I gave her several examples. You fear you get to an accident, but why you respect your vehicle. And I asked her why she respected me. She said, because she feared me not wanting her, because the way David's meal sent her to me. And that'll kind of drink your daughter's in. Every time I needed anything from David to Neil, it was their answer. Well, as well to Neil, that's who resisted it isn't working. I have a home that some men can stay in as an adult. They will keep her heavily medicated and let her color all she wants, and she won't have to take care of herself. And that was to Neil's solution to every.
And if she meant that, not as a big evil bad people.
I believe she meant that. There were 3 instances where I could not provide for Savannah, and I point blank said, I need to send her back to Minnesota, and Daniel says, well, I won't pick her up the bus stop. David has to, and David's gone, I can't pick her up at the bus stop. There's jail protective charges, but my wife supposedly didn't, or what she says was a lie, and I don't know.
So, like I said, a couple of days before Savannah, that she kind of put herself in her father. And at first, I saw them looking proud of it. And wanted to take her to the judge, and she said, no, you'll lock me up forever, and that will prove you don't want me. So she was a fellow from the visitor. She went out and helped me open the gates, and she burned and ran about. A 7-degree burns, and I knew she was right. Something like that. Trying to explain how she got burned to a doctor.
And if it came out that she got to kill herself or tried to throw herself in a fire, Sadiel would lock her up forever. And
that's what. So, we got the butter put on and Savannah and the janker soaking her hand.
This is on the 8th gate,
I think.
minutes in the time I had gave me.
It was, we'll make it wrong thing worse. Not the night before, but the night before, 2 nights before she disappeared. And I was
almost all night. We went off to Severo Burgo Room, like you were less is not an option. You can't just end your life because you're not happy with it. She's like, well, that I wouldn't hurt it more. And I could make it, and I, well, I explained, I said, you know, if you carry yourself, everybody will, she suffers. That's what I want. She says, do you want to kneel at the gate or what painted? But I like her where she promised she wouldn't hurt herself, but she had a massive blister on her hand. And I wanted to get her medication. That's the only reason I went to the doctor the next day. So Robert took me to the doctor. He paid for it. I don't have medical. And under sulfasulfadine, I'd up the started her on some antibiotic. I had from electrician a finger. And went home and said, Anna was fine, except she saw the burns. I got kind of say hurt. And it's a typical night. See, all I do is hurt people. All I do is hurt people. And I just tried to explain to her that wasn't true. And then I put her up on that night. And I just, I sat down and I cried and I fell asleep at the waiting table for a little while at the Bergman. And you guys will see this when we build a farm. And I woke up. I don't know what Dyer was exactly. And I was about to go, she met her antibiotics, so I went to go wake her up. In a bed, it's her offered moon. She got burned. He never saw the burns, but I told him, and he took care of livestock and everything, but, you know, that this child neglect, and I just include breathing my I love, and tried to prevent my daughter, and why the, you know, the smell just walked her away. So, Robin had started cleaning up the brush bucket mess. Well, he realized it was so bad, and he had a creaked in pile of coals up there. So I had to try to dig you. And I used them, I went by her someday. And then I looked him back on me. But it was like Savannah's last wish, letting people look for her, the leprosy that she had expelled, and let Dave and Danielle worry.
That is so good to just to recap on this. So Judy, the missing persons report went out on the 20th of July.
She called mix up the night good woman.
So the 19th. I think it was your Satan could have all course and then a rail letter 20.
I don't know what. Well, but this is what I'm just trying to get a high one here.
I honestly don't know what
if he achieved on the band or
I don't think the time I fell asleep at the table, but
I'd be the reasonable guesses of times of what time should go into bed and so on, but I don't drop the tie, I don't wash cards.
Do you know how when you went into you wanted to go in? Was she in the trailer in the Amber?
I know it was at least an hour after dark.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I don't. I fell asleep on the table in the shop.
So where was Samantha when you went into the Amber?
I think good.
Okay.
She right down. Yes, tonight.
Tried to wake her up, but there it is. But they put good infection in her.
Yeah.
Did Savannah kill herself?
And I don't know what she used because I checked with the doctor.
Well, you came, my pain prescription
was in there. I go, but the doctor said that it wasn't enough, so she hadn't taken something else, and I don't hear me. So I don't know what she used.
There was no blood in the doctor.
Dr. Brian, when Robert took me to the doctor to get medication for Savannah, he gave me a prescription of Vicodin. And I went back the next week and I asked if that was enough to kill her. And he said, no, she'd have been really constipated.
So, but I don't know what I should have you locked her. Look at the crowd of you then.
This is when she was missing. And when my call told officers at the pain prescription.
Right.
Elizabeth.
Bury it in.
Listen. I asked him. I don't know what she bruised. The only other thing I can think of is I am some fly bait. I use the pores and clues, but I don't know how she...
It just smells awful.
The Roach Dam, he's selling to an elf for this.
Right. What do they know?
My mother-in-law asked me point blank if they found Savannah, and I said I guess so. And she said, "Don't say another word. Go read her to me and tell them."
Nailed it.
No. She said she doesn't, and she asked me point blank if I killed Savannah, and I told her no. And she, in 1 year, 3, you tell them everything, you get this straightened out. In the middle of building a ditch on it. And if Savannah might have any unconditional love for the people that took her in, her only promise to take care of her, even he didn't. But if I had turned it in, it's the man killed herself, that these people would want to ran out of fight her anyway and made them attack Robert too, just because he was there asleep.
What did Robert know?
Same thing, he was there right time to smoke.
So he doesn't know what he's saying in this conversation.
We're growers like that.
In the shop, Robert, when you come up to the firm, you'll see. And Robert Eve, she gets on a new cop on her as well when he doesn't wake up.
Is it a calibrator?
Yeah, at that sport, just outside the perfect door.
And where did she gone into the camper? What was going on prior? I mean, was she going today?
Yeah.
Like at night, is he at his tour?
We got to an argument because she didn't do any work it down. And she told me that she's 16, she'd been dropped by school, and that she was doing stuff to help me around the farm while I was gone, and that she's old enough to make her own choices, that she's the reason I burnt my arm, and she wants to drop by school, but felt me she could. And I said she could because she needs to educate her from your body.
And I'll share it.
So there's all the child abuse allegations running around, and you pull my text messages and my email, you'll see Neil knew of, endorsed, and encouraged every method of discipline I used, and actually wanted me to be harder on Savannah. And Ace, and Savannah needs love and support too. It's not. Then he was like to me, "Well, I made a break," and that's all the old stuff. Some of it, and some of it's on a new phone.
It'll be combination, and it's back and forth between email and text, and some of it happened by phone.
But, like, the sheriff's department was looking at me weird because I explained that one just prior.
Measures I use, those never to crop. And
Amy can look up in my phone or an email to Neil a copy of the rock contrast.
And then she called me and told me to like it because. And then later emails were, okay, this is out, or email what, and Neil called.
So were things between you, to Neil and David, were they kind of all
hell
from the beginning, maybe forever? Or say,
yes, that's just over, and it's done anything.
No, not forever, since David and I had not seen eye to eye since him and Tamil divorced like 10 years ago. And then
the buddy be with me when they asked, but yeah, and it come in.
And obviously you get from it, you know, if he,
yeah,
bothered.
Tamil had said that when she adopted Savannah, she adopted both of us, and I literally called her mom and told the money thing just over a year ago. Wait, she started dating this new guy instead. Elle, it's like someone flipped the switch on her personality. She's always been there in 100% supportive for Savannah. She didn't ever done something on Glove Bates while Savannah's in a hospital for trying to kill herself.
When her dinner fell.
Kill us?
Not autistic. She's gorgeous, she's perfect, and so to me, it kept her.
But I was scared to worry because there's rumors that the new fiance is a child molester of Rekus. On my phone, I have a Facebook message from his still legal wife about him raping her daughter. And Michaela's still in that home.
No, I haven't had a single one up there. I don't think that.
Tamil said right out there, he had to say, it's a last spring sometime, beat Blaine.
And Blaine?
David Tamil's biological son.
Older, younger?
Younger. Damon Tamil couldn't have children. And then he adopted Savannah as an infant.
Then when I got pregnant with Matila, I wanted the girls to stay together. And I didn't know it was a girl either. So Tamil went to a natural specialist, and I helped her with it. She was able to take herbs and everything, lactate, and was there when McKay was born and took her from birth. And the process of breastfeeding Michaela is what allowed her to have a teleport. So she had two sons after that.
Yeah, and I mean, my frigate has let you find
Tamil Haig, your children.
My biological mother decided she wanted to be a mother again. This is a woman that pushed me through a second story by glass window in my teens. You stopped my face in the Barakawa Gotali at half a job.
You do not let this woman have children. I could not provide for them. There's bats.
I already did not raise sons to make that foul excess, but he comes in and.
Okay.
Prior to needing to marry yellow Savannah, I gave my sons up and fought for my pedophile ex-husband to raise them. Because being molested would be better than living with my mother.
Ethan.
And my mother kidnapped Savannah as an infant.
There's a foster home on the way, is her name? Like reference to why would someone give Savannah back to me after she was taken from me, and that was the foster parent, and that was not the fact. Savannah was never taken from me. My mother kidnapped Savannah, taken to me, that I had all the lawyer involved, because it was a small town, my biological mother was leaving with the judge and didn't bear warned. We could, they went to Yale's house, we could sit there in the office and look through my biological mother's living room window and down and see her with the baby, and they would could not bear warrant from the judge to go and get that child.
How old were you not today?
39 now.
So, wavery.
Remember when you were a private king earlier like that?
Name Rayyar, Dave and Delay Olson. Thank you for
call of your hard work. I had Savannah in foster care when she was a baby while her adoption.
Her adoption was being worked out. I cannot understand for the life and the life she was given back to the woman she was taken away from. She was never taken.
Who was that? Who was that?
That was the postal home. That this, the lady yours is from the potter.
At the point, he foster parent from when Savannah was an infant. Because we had the court to intervene to get Savannah to take her away from my biological mother, and they needed a safe home. Well, Dayton Zemil went through the home study. I was staying with Dayton Zemil. So she went into foster care, but Savannah was never taken from me. There was never child abuse.
She's in Chihuahua for birth. Kobe will have that. You're like, I'm the way they put you. You probably lost an hour there.
There is one CPS report for sure on me in Branson, and it's my son's, and I knew it was me. That was when I gave my sons up. I could not provide for them. I was working two full-time jobs. I did everything I could for them, and I picked them up in the sitter, and my son Matthew had a burn on his hand like his hand had been held to a stovetop. And my sons are spending more time with babysitters so they can't afford, and the babysitter should not take care of them. I went on and I cried and cried and cried, and I called social services and asked them to take them. No one called me in for refuse. It was just the office at X and I both here. I'm not the kind of mother that will let my children suffer.
The boy, no, not the same father as the man.
No.
Okay. Wait, he was from Branson.
No, my son Matty's father is deceased. I ran with the carnival for a while when I was in my teens. I did Matthew, I believe, when I was 18. And his father got in the math. His father's mother stole my social security card and got phones and everything else in my name and ruined my credit. His father was stealing money from his mother for his crack habit, and that's when I learned you don't deal with somebody on drugs because it's no longer human. You're dealing with the drug. And so I literally lived on the streets and for a while. And I was able to make enough money to get clean clothes from the first store and work at a day labor place until I got money built by Steve Minnesota on the bus. And that's when I met Jacob Swapper. And
you did so.
And we got together, and then we had Jacob together. And then I found out he was a pedophile, and I left him, and I took the boys and came to Missouri. But the more I could not cheer for them, I asked my biological mother to come down and help me. And instead of coming and helping me, she loaded up my next husband and brought a noun that I'd come to Missouri because I had a high school friend that I could say wouldn't help me find work. I explained that my husband was a pedophile, I'd not let my sons with him. And so I moved down here and I got work, and I learned that I don't know if it's still the same, that the father had no rights down here, just kind of hit the shoulder. That's why I came here. I asked my mother to come here and help me take care of the boys and keep them from my ex, because he was a pedophile. She brought the ex. She was able to sign for it and pick up my sons, and so they cost statewide, so with my ex. And for years, all she had to say about it was, well, I wanted to raise them myself. No, I can see that worse. You know, I asked her for help, hoping I could protect my sons from her if I was there to protect them.
You've just been bringing it to her in my life.
I made bad choices when I was young. I had children too young. I are not life is like saying I'd had bad life. My choices lie me when I am.
You then, you had not been the nexus.
And I was always a part of the girls' lives. And everything was fine until Jamil meets this new guy and becomes somebody I can even know. She quit his mother to Savannah.
I think he'd been divorced, didn't you?
From David. And then she spent 8 or 9 years with Mike Evans. And
okay, so somebody else.
Yeah, that,
the stepfather to the girl.
But he wasn't much of a father figure. Like, that DOA type definition shares for, he's just referred to as Mike. That creeple sums up. What do you feel about him?
He's not a man I ever done that. No, I had to check his work for him.
Oh, you're not going to do a shirt? Yep, we'll have to do that, boy. The letter you wrote in the shirt, you said that they never got that.
They have the computer that it was written on. The file is saved on the computer.
I was thinking about that, but we held like clear on that, whether or not they got that.
They have.
All right, so.
I was an open book with them.
Good point. Full disclosure, now you know.
The truth is, I really don't know where Savannah is now. Where is her spirit? You know, nobody asked me if I did anything to dispose of her body after she killed herself. I've been asked if I murdered her. No.
Right.
So technically, I never lied. But my in-laws have nothing to do with this, and they're paying Rachel with the goals.
Okay, so
Robert is asleep, but let's go back to the night of the 19th evening.
The night you showed up.
Right.
When you went into the travel trailer, you thought she was sleeping, went to weigh her, to give her antibiotics.
I had a prescription of Keflux. I crushed my finger, right, like 4 weeks before, and I was supposed to get antibiotics for it that I didn't because I don't have medical. And saving an antibiotic for emergency was wiser. Scripture was already named. Well, before, right.
Good for you.
Yeah, I didn't take the antibiotics because what's an oral antibiotic going to do in a finger that already has, fingers never have good circulation and is not. So I treat the, this was open to the bone all the way around here and back now. And I chose not to take that antibiotic. It was to show a sign of infection. I treated topically. And, I have some medical training from Bollinger and Fire Department. So I've been a herdsman and treating animals most of my life. I come to South Dakota High School, and they're barn treating every year. And so I chose to say the antibiotic for myself for later. And we submit a burn in her hand. I gave it to her instead.
And the rest of the description should still be at the farm.
No, and it was that day that you were herself the day before.
The day she disappeared?
Right. The night
she tried to throw herself in the fire. The next day, okay, I went to the doctor and got prescriptions to treat her.
I did not. I was not worried over nine. I was not worried about treating me.
I just worried about treating my daughter's hand.
Right.
And they gave me the silver sulfidine and the day pills.
Okay.
And then
the antibiotics that ate off the milk.
I was giving her the Keflux from my old finger crush injury. I was treated airy, West Plains for that.
And then followed up with an orthopedic surgeon at West Plains. Which action you again, because no name upon in Russian language.
You said that Robert was already versus Beth, the brush.
I didn't know Robert was the visitation of his kids.
Okay.
And so he was all the way over to at his parents' house, and I was burning. And Savannah and I have been arguing, and she said, forget it, I'll just edit. He ran towards the fire trying to burn, so would I watch her? She not me, push me too close to the fire, and she's literally in my arms reaching over, and I'm holding her back with everything I can, and that's when I got burned. And so we have cedar tops up there, the fire spray. And we heard out a trail, I grabbed the chainsaws, I run down the trail, I'm calling in the fire department, and I'm on the ship fire department, so I had everybody's personal numbers. I called the chief first, so I'm sending out tones right now, and my place is hard to find. And so I said, I'm sending out tones, but make sure everybody knows it's my house. And called the sheriff's department, then I called, I think, Boyd Garrison next, because I knew he knew where my gate was. I called Alan the engines in, because I knew he knew where my gate was, as soon as I was out.
We'll have to use slower. Okay, send in the fire. Not sold out. And you contact,
I think, I got you checking my phone records, I think I contacted Tim Jeffries first, theater, she fired chief. It was either him or Ozark County I called first. Those two are number one and two, and I'm not sure. And I make it is out of order, but I'll remember bullshit.
Do what I call it's a really much important.
I called Robert right away. And since if you guys can respond, I'm mutually, because they're King Mountain Fire Department's Robert Band and his dad.
Come to Dan, Dave Robert.
Robert's here. And we just called Bob.
I called
Boyd Garrison. I knew he well. I called Alan Edgington, and these are field ship. He was at town. I called Bob Bookert, I believe. I called John Lovers, the resort.
When it's worked for your dad, I don't know.
Not my way. Called John somewhere.
But he's the other fire chief, or assistant fire chief. You know, the other number two.
I fight and gun ring out around, going through everybody I can. Samantha and I go back to the pickup. They got a bull stars only. And so I got it started. I went back with the chain tied to both axles of my windscreen because it was facing the wrong way. And Savannah and I cannot spin it around because there was a stump in the way. So I threw a chain on it backwards, just tied to the axle and put it over the ball ditch and draw my windscreen up backwards so it didn't burn up. And then I brought Savannah out so she could open gates because there's no parking brake on the truck. And I came shut her up because it has two bull starts, so I made a hurdle in the days for me. We got out to the front bay, and Boy Peterson was already there. And so we talked to Boy quickly, and he thought it was strange. Savannah didn't say hi, and went back. I told Savannah, I said, go in the camper and soak your man. And I said, if you do anything stupid, my first call will beat you, Neil, and I will ever find you in a home.
The lady out there, you want her to listen.
Yeah, and as soon as I said, you know, I told her she started for big air tank and thought this on the drive out, die a 3/4 mile driveway, and you don't take it at 50. And that's when she would say, you can't do that or she'll lock me up forever. She says if she called to Neil and tell her what I did. Did she call me? Yeah, when she looked at me, she did. She sometimes just still call her mom on the phone.
That was something Savannah and I had ironed out when she was a toddler. Although she
said she in big speech, she wanted to call me mom, and I explained to her. I said to Neil was the one here, like in her money knows, I just changed her diapers, that just cut off, you know, their bad days. And I said, she deserves a title of mom, and so that other people don't get confused, you can just call me Rebecca. And that's the way it then premieres. That Savannah was very bitter when she came here, that she got kicked out for the new man and this and that. And the final, what set things in motion was when Tennille and Kara got together, Tennille hired Terry's sister as a nanny, and Terry's sister, she squashed Savannah, said she was too much cold. And so Tennille started, you know, setting Savannah up to stay anywhere. And Savannah had not been home for 4 or 5 weeks by the time I picked her up. I know she hadn't been home for, like, actually it was 4 weeks, but the time David and Tennille called me asking if she could live with me. I mean, that time, Savannah had grown out of all of her sight meds and had chosen not to go back on them because she already gone through living that last summer, sometime.
Was she on sight meds when she was with you?
No.
She did that when I go back on them, and Tennille said, okay. And even if I wanted to put them back on them, Tennille had medical on Savannah until December 31st, but never would provide me with the cord or Palo Vidry to allow me to treat her.
I just got Palo Vidry Cicerate.
Yeah, has Tennille area with a down nurse?
No. Never, well, not until this last week, David came down, of course, bad mouths me everywhere. And he's sending me Facebook messages, basically just taunting me. I can't think Catherine in person. I don't know if she is. It's a fake account on somebody at Milch Robert, not personally.
I also met with your old, and I emphasize old, friends at the VFW and some of the firemen. Why don't you stop by sometime and visit them? Sending you taunting beasts like that, you know. That he was coming down to make sure justice served, and of course, Bunny had to flip the page over to all purity to Jesus.
Okay. So back to the timeline, right? So you leave from a fire list.
Far from going in, I'm calling on my way out. We went at the
radio. You say out? Are you meeting the property or not going back to the apartment in the area? That erasure of that would make go out. You got to the point where you told Savannah to keep her here at the end.
Yeah, the fire was probably almost 1/4 mile come by. Well, I need to run
the shop.
Okay. Me and our purse back are there.
And so we were back to our foot. I'll take some more. She's doing okay.
I thought she was getting
right there.
So it's almost a quarter mile out, and we're back around foot. Because if we start to fudge and ride it back there, you have to wait aisle.
Okay, the was bad.
You ran like bad a hill back.
I turned the chainsaws as far as, because you know, slip our chainsaws in the woods where we're working, we call a saw station. And Zoe and the fallen firefighter from where Ryan out. And we'll leave the chainsaws with the wood splitter to the fire spreading accuration. So Wayne got the truck, which is at the trailhead, roll started it, drove back in, drove the wood splitter out. And by this time, our vermin shouldn't be getting close, which apparently I was pretty good, because by the time I got to my gate, boy has just gotten in, and he's like, okay, I'll watch this gate. And I said, all right, I'll go up for a shop and direct traffic, because, I mean, it's 3/4 mile to where I sat to direct traffic and almost another 1/4 mile. So, and that's when Savannah refused to go to hospital because to heal, and she was right.
So you sent her up to?
I'm
camper.
The theater heat from the camper, and I was constantly going in and checking on her. But every time a fire truck would come in, I could hear and see them coming up the bottoms. And so I had the pickup for a crossway so we could not proceed to the shop. So we were to turn up to the well house. And I come out of the camper, I get a nut on the board, let's go up by the well house, show them which of the three roads to take, run back down, check on some out, watch for the next truck.
So, she's okay. They were knitting a wire out, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And Robert stayed because he was in a panic at pun after all firefighter's leave. Robert stays on the property. He was one of the firefighters sub responded. And he stayed on a property. Initially to take care of my arm and make sure the fire was out and with it because there are still some hot coals in that. Robert's a protector. When I crushed my finger, Robert and I were lobbing cedar together that were at the mill on Willowton, and he was on one end of 53 inch. Are you familiar with cedar logs? Secret logs are 53 inches and they're anywhere from 5 inches across on up. Well, he had some inside logs that Robert and I want to meet you and can throw forward where the nail could unload him with the grapple. And he's on one side of the trailer, I'm on the other. We're just launching these things forward one handed. And I put that leg over my hand and crushed my finger to the bone. And even today, I'll get Robert looking at my finger and he's like, I can't believe I did that to you. I have a pool that didn't wet the hole. But he voiced himself because he was on the other end. That's who he is.
So, my understanding is that evening, Shamir, that
he stays at the little apartment place. So he crashes.
Wait, he's giving a hit.
So, that night's okay.
Firstly, that first night after the brush fire, I was up and down all night checking on Savannah. And where were you staying at?
We stayed at the apartment, but
Savannah was at the trailer.
I was in and out of the camper all night down checking on her, and Robert could not sleep because he wanted to take her to the doctor, and I explained to him that Savannah was right to be able to block her up. And he stayed up. Gerbal's support was me. So I almost slept late that night. And he had sat with Savannah for a while the next day. So I got an afternoon nap that he'd been up all night. So when he fell asleep the night she killed herself, he was out, which she sleeps hard anyway on a good day.
So how did that next day go? But you had the next day after the fire happened, after few years.
She was pretty, things were stressed. It's in her and I, but she was pretty level until I took the bandages off my arm. She saw how bad I got burned, which was after I got back with the doctor with prescriptions for her.
And with our doctor?
I got the in for 1:30. I can't remember. No, 1:30 appointment was when I went back for antibiotics. because this is starting out infected, and that was day two sedanus surge. I don't remember. I called the Dosha clinic, and they said they could get me in reasonable soon. It was midday somehow.
Right. So you do that. Samantha's taking back, and then Amber. And how's she doing?
At that time, she was scissor. She'd fine. She, you know, she have the blister on her hand. She kept telling me that it didn't hurt bad. She deserved the pain for hurting me. And I said, it, you know, you need meditation on this. I'm going to a doctor to get you meditation. And, you know, she's walking with me. It's up to you now. She promised me she wouldn't do anything. And I came back, and that's when I unwrapped my arm. And she saw my twisters, and she started kind of melting down again because my arm was pretty ugly. But I kept it on wet cold baths. And I went ahead, and I'd unwrapped it for the doctor. And then they put the silver something on her.
So what was it? Whether it's the skin mole, like anyone on base, it's hard to get. Gittering, y'all had here together once, or
no, Robert. When things get stressful, Robert likes to just disappear. So he'd go out and start cleaning up where the fresh fire was, you know. And he built a bonfire up there. He ducks it in, and I ended up going up there for a little while. And he said that could be good for spinning, you know, because Spin was saying, you know, this month, the other, and so we sat up there, we talked, and. Robert then most orcas from whatever.
I guess I could be anything fires. Then for unity, could then brush fire and back up.
All there was to clean up.
Okay.
The brush fire, everything that's already brush fire. When the brush fire here, reliably so.
Brush fire. And then the night key, when is Savannah tried to throw herself in the fire?
It cheats.
That same fire, but if I had control, others that got out of control.
Yes, it's out of control because I was keeping some in any control.
Okay. So if he thought I'd be dying to crawl, you'd put back out there. He was cleaning up.
Mostly
the bonfire was out there with the cedar for the same girl there.
Yeah, the brush fire was me burning a pile of cedar tops. And then Robert wanted something to do, so he started just cleaning that up. You know, he'd always sit and watch you kneel through emotional torment or so on. It doesn't know it.
Right. Now I understand. Okay, so they've only not dust the next day.
Yeah.
They either, and you and him going out the bonfire.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I texted for Chutwadikway, no, to see if I'm more bad. Yep, and.
That was how it was the bonfire.
Robert went, he'd eat some pine. Before dark.
Okay, well, you guys, all three of you were up there.
I talked some while Alyssa Ben and I was trying to power her down. Yeah. And it was probably darkish when Savannah and I went back to Ellie. She went to bed, and that's where I fell asleep on the table for a while. And Robert bed above and laid out. And when I woke up, I went to go lay down with him, and there's a book washing machine in our bedroom in the teacher shop apartment, and when I walked around my bed, I'm using my flashlight or my phone, I have no electricity. I saw the prescription bottle. He trapped that crap fist in the antibiotic, so I just went out of bottle. The reason for sitting there was as a reminder, I'm not good with tights and that. I went back in to wake her up. And
so that was the evening after dark on the night sheet.
And I recorded or missing the next line.
So, count me the events between how that you found her.
If I record her missing. So, we're at around, let's say, about 9 o'clock. I'm guessing it'd be close to dark.
This is somewhere.
You find her. What's her next move? What do you do?
I broke down on falling.
There in the camber.
I yelled her in. They kept asking her why, because she knew. We just spent the whole day talking about it may take the easy way out. I'll be here too. He's heard me, everyone that loves you. And I wanted to cause me all so bad. But I knew all to you would do is blame me. And then I'd be in trouble, but not taking some head. I was talking with me and Robert in trouble for not taking some head and I'm talking.
You can all kind of start in the middle of being on top of me.
So, Molly, in your mind and possibly morale.
It's so important. I don't read the way. In case you want it, you have to make anybody pay. Can switch a giant to herself in the fire. She's just like, let me jump in, let me burn, and disappear. Nobody will ever find me and let him worry. And I know it's at the brush fire. And so I went next to her to pick up and read it out like snow.
How much money do you get in the hamper before?
I don't know. If I didn't have a journal, I think this happened years ago. You know, I just.
So you wrap her in blanket.
And I go up to the fire that we'd just been around, and I clear on the coals, and I spent almost all night probably doing this.
You did.
I cook.
The bonfire is where?
Where the brush fire was.
Okay, did you read the meat yet? I know you have. You probably didn't stop eating them making nuts.
It's up for the... It is now your 400 yards and your 1200 yards.
Math is all I can do.
They were, then those fires were the same occasion.
Those two. Now, the beacon fires that they're saying that we roasted her in front of people, then was. Oh, I smile. Before you get to the shop where the brush fire bonfire was probably a quarter mile by trail behind the shop.
The beacon fire was a poacher fire. The shop.
Oh, there's my car.
Creek, and then you start up a steep hill right there at the edge where those trees used to be was the beacon fires for people are keys and that's approached here. If they took any bones out of there, I don't get Gabe Sally, they're died. She's one of the first ones with C. Elliott. I heard that I had brush piled there from cutting firewood. Okay. So then go up the hill, that's now garden tents around the pond, to the shop, which the camper's now parked on this side.
Where's Amy picture?
Is it?
Yeah, that white tooth.
And it's now parked right there. So where when we have a brush fire, I park crossways here, so everybody on the turn and go here and road up this hill. And then that little blip is the well house. See, in the church, that's the greenhouse, and there are now three potential frails past the well, and Robert and I have been lobbying Cedar for a couple of months that this up CPC property lies. So that's my property line. From that well house, we'll block a drill, scrape up to the property line, and started up this property line, and brush fire was back. And that's also where it's also probably right here. Yes, that's at the back of the end.
Yeah, to the border,
and we're almost to that other end.
So you don't know where the sheriff's department had been on the property. They've been there in several other places.
And I almost can get a stakeout.
Well,
there
are two neighbors.
I, what they call in the said pile, it is.
Another lying, but how they found it, because Reed went up there with another deputy, came back down, somebody from Highway Patrol who came back down and got the ball. The dog never fled the crime.
So, you take her out of the hammer.
For her to be it. So, which vehicle it be for her? The diesel.
Okay. Is then, right here, there's a spot where we back the truck up so we can roll start down. I roll started it back up to the camper, edited about, and later, in the back.
Okay, and you drive her out to
the bonfire is still hot. Yeah, there was a pretty huge bit of coals. And what kind of rubbing?
You face it in on a coal. And then
I use what I call hosed at cedar top to help push her into coals, and then I help more and boy more all night.
The blanket will be her pillow. You want about this computer bed?
And solve it.
Why in the computer bed?
There's nobody would believe show up, sir, without it.
People that don't work. You kind of knew you had this in your mind what you needed to do.
I went back down and got fairy before daylight. Repill on blanket more because I shout up, I go there and think about all this stuff.
And they're some worried.
So what did Robert? The next morning, what did Paula says? Just she took off for a walk, or
I said, "Where's Savannah?" And then I were able to call a farm pager, Owen Tritonics. And I trying diagonal, and she didn't come down for the farm gator. Robert was along for us. She couldn't hear us as if she went back up towards the fire. So as you did, I thought, well, you are way up there and looked. And there were still coals of heat and ate, and we had a fire last night. And he came back down and said, he's not there, and she's not there, and she just starts going all over the fire and take over to her. And
that's when I called to me old, and then either I'm just looking and called sheriff's department, and I
could be alone.
Okay, so in by the time you come back down in the morning,
it's the next morning, you come in.
Well, I showered. And
thank God I tried to put myself together, Robert thought.
And when he got up, it wasn't like he said, where Savannah? He called him, you could find her if anybody.
No, he asked me where Savannah, because you were a regular man. It's usually, Savannah and I are both usually up early,
so it wasn't anything for Robert to wake up without me. A lot of times I get up and I go make coffee and I go back and wake him up. You know, and Samantha.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times that Samantha will get up earlier than everybody, make coffee, knock on the door, deliver. So, yeah, it was automatically spring your morning.
When for not being. Okay. That's.
He disliked him so long with what everybody else you are.
But they don't.
So I love my ever.
Just some days. And he's. Because like his mom, you don't want to know everything. And so it can't be an accomplice, but I know you would not. But
no. I can't even my friend, Bob. Please.
That's the biggest reason I'm here, is because you don't know how she committed suicide. Or something. To be honest, it was a gunshot or a rope.
It was the book. The book, I just threw the horse out in, you know.
She was just cold enough.
So she was hooked.
Did he amount of 5,000 pounds that you went to
Hamburg and my E-Wing?
And then I fell asleep on tape and cried, not knowing what to do, and I fell asleep in my head. Then I woke up, and first stop was Cook Ben, and I saw the antibiotic, and I don't know, around out.
When you come down, back down, in the morning, look where your body gone.
They didn't see anything of it. Searchers were up there. They didn't see anything of it. So we.
You did ever go back up there and light that fire?
Now we'll search.
Huh? After the search.
And probably feel worse about this. Robert helped me. Not me.
He just thought you were just burying more brush, just something to do.
He thought I needed a break.
And Glenn's, because that's very close to where the, you know, it's on the same region as the fresh water, where she'd been and tried to seal himself in. So, I mean,
when I had to keep sitting down and crying, he thought it was because I'd just bent myself from laying away because I didn't get out that fresh water.
Gilbert's when he doesn't push for feelings and why is he
doesn't talk about feelings a lot, but if somebody is hurting, he just there to do what he can.
So he accepted my explanation and what it will be like to happen.
That doesn't go away. I don't know what to do. I think you're aware that it was likely that they have our DNA and they know turn like they know short name. As far as the
well taking the doctor to up for you and Robert, I know it that they need to pen them.
The cigarette butts, we walked up there, a pile of cigarette butts anywhere in that region needs us. That's where our station was, where you fill your cheese us and shirt them all.
Well, or should I do the shirt?
That it in Satan. That's not a big deal.
And like I discussed with TV reporters, you're like, you've been arrested. And I guess what we're concerned about now is the mark and be arrested. It's something that up there that's the other.
Or the reason I'm here is Bethany was out the other day when they did buccal swabs,
and she said that there's, I guess, a pro missing whole count that they still don't. I guess the donor remains in March. They think it's her, and they're still waiting on DNA. So Robert's mom's business is suffering. His grandson and Hall sure is getting threats.
I'm in front of the kitty, Edward.
And you one with the last name of Heat.
Yes, I'm a done raising girl.
Well, I'm same time when I'm DNA.
Yeah, right, no.
He can make some mine. You knew they were going to get red to get for Clay.
But they're not able to make arrest on that, even though the officers believe they know exactly who did what.
And, you know, that's kind of a cool thing about where we got to. They stayed on power and be me.
It needs some news. I thought they need you to go on the points, yeah.
Well, so this AM hot again, can we got you?
So, my good gentleman, what do you recommend?
Well, like I said, I think you're going to be arrested. That's just my gut feeling.
I fully expect that, but I'm not worried so much about me. Other than,
but that's all we're gonna worry about. Hey, Robert, by the turn.
I like her a lot, and I told Robert when we secured her as an attorney, I said, "You do what this woman says, and you don't worry about me." You have an attorney, but I like her, and you know you have not been dealing with this, and you do whatever she says, no matter what.
And I'm up for the same thing. We does not say anything.
I went as far as to tell him that he wants to annul a marriage, or she tells him to annul a marriage, to, you know, make a public show of disconnecting her again.
Not for her yet, and now he's in. By way, you know. I get
he's talked to her twice, but attorney-client privilege.
Robert's not being open and talking about feelings. I see her talking more than Harry's meetings, and he's not really good at mirroring piece by piece. She has not said anything that upset him. Other than she asked him things like, you know. Highest level, grade complete. Does he read books? Does he, you know, lecture at his education, which was probably looking in a defense angle. And I explained that. I said, that's not an insult.
Basin, she's sure to every angle at LPU for the other.
But yeah, it's a fun thing we also go through in those same that Alma might be at a more immediate matter or you actually get there, but started the meal.
And back to it, I think that you're probably be the red and white. I don't know. What do they need? I don't know. In order to make that arrest. I said, but when it happened, really, the same thing applies. Bartis cocking. What could happen is you will hock a cage. Take of the single law, she didn't care of her daughter. She just can come down.
Miss, sorry, Lily.
I think she was at her parents' house. I said, I know the washroom will be so good.
If only go from emotional past to in the name of Pidger. And if you do a chance, we need to weigh up what the options are and choose one.
Okay, well, and it's not really the kind of cheap.
You know, but you know what the options are to consider them and choose one.
Okay, we've got a few more questions for Deputy Collins. conversation first started, when your office is called out to the property on July 20th, were the defendant and Mr. Pete married?
No, they were not.
Okay. During the course of this investigation, did the defendant and Mr. Pete get married?
Yes, they did.
Do you recall what date that happened?
I'm trying to track. Can you go back? Where did this journal come from? I think I thought it came from Mr.
to clarify the foundation on that, Your Honor. The writings or the things that were brought to your office, who were they provided by? Do you know?
To my knowledge, it was Rebecca Wood.
And was that journal entry in a journal that was provided to your office?
Yes, that is my book.
Okay. Does that clarify your...
Well, I still don't know where the journal came from. Who wrote the journal?
I mean, that would be my objection, Judge. Foundation, I don't think she's established. She wrote the journal. I don't think she's established that Deputy Collins even took possession of the journal from anyone. It sounds like he reviewed it after the fact and someone else took possession.
That's fine, Your Honor. Did you take possession of these items that you received at the office?
No, I did not.
Did you review all of these items at the office that were delivered to the office?
Yes, I did.
Who took possession of these items? Do you know?
Then Corporal Kerr's dogs.
Okay. With you then, and I'll get that into that with him. So you said that on the July 24th date, you did go out to the property though, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And I believe you testified that you talked with Robert Pete Jr. Is that correct?
I did.
And then you talked to Reba, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
And then I believe you told the state that you questioned Reba about why she hadn't told you about this missing medication. Is that correct?
Yes, I confronted her in the information.
Okay. How many people have you questioned in your career?
I could not provide you an answer for figure.
Okay. Have you ever had anybody that you've questioned come back later and say, oh, I forgot to tell you something?
I suspect.
Okay. So that's not unusual for somebody to say, hey, I forgot something?
It does occur.
Okay. So is it possible that she wasn't trying to not tell you about it, that she just forgot about it?
Objection, Your Honor. The speculation.
Well, it is speculation. He can probably tell you he doesn't know, or he can say he doesn't know, and then you can ask him how he knows. But for right now, it's speculation, so I guess I'll sustain.
That's fine, Your Honor. Well, you asked Reba why she didn't tell you, correct?
Yes, I did.
And she didn't respond. She gave you an answer, correct?
Yes, she did.
Okay. How did she seem to you while you were, and just in your personal opinion, how did she seem to you while you were talking with her that day? Let me ask you this. Was she calm while you were talking with her that day?
I do not recall.
That's fine. Thank you. So, on July 25th, you went back out to the property again. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
And who did you... You said that there were officers and then someone brought some dogs out, correct?
That is correct.
Who was that you had gotten in touch with to bring dogs?
The Gateway Search Team.
Okay. And I believe that you testified that they didn't find anything, correct?
That is correct.
What were they searching for?
They brought two human detection canines and a dog capable of scent, a scent canine. And their efforts was to try to locate some animals.
Okay. Those were not cadaver dogs, to your knowledge, correct?
I do not have any expertise on canine handling, but it was my belief or understanding that the human detection dogs could sniff a cadaver.
Okay, so that is what you believed they were out there for, too?
It was my belief they had the capabilities to do so.
So there was another time, I believe it's August 4th, and this was a date that there was a search warrant, correct?
Yes.
And do you know if that was the first time there had been a search warrant?
To my knowledge, it was the first search warrant on the property.
Okay. And you mentioned that in your testimony that you had not been given a consent to search. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so you provided Ms. Rude with a warrant. Is that right?
That's correct.
And when you did that, did Ms. Rude open the gates, unlock the locks for you? You don't know if anybody else around you had those conversations?
From reviewing the reports, I believe there was conversations to that effect.
You didn't make those?
Correct.
Okay. I believe that they asked you about, had you ever seen locks on the property, on the gates? Is that, do you recall that question?
I recall seeing locks.
Before, prior to that date, had you seen locks on buildings or the gates?
Prior to August 4th?
Yes.
Not that I can remember.
Okay. So between July 20th, which was, I think you testified that that wasn't the first time that you'd been out there, but it'd been sometime before that?
Yes.
Okay. So between July 20th and August 4th, there hadn't been any locks on the gates that you recall?
Not that I can remember.
Do you know if prior to July 20th there were locks on the gates?
I also don't recall.
So July 20th was the time that you went out for this particular epithet incident with the missing person, correct?
Yes, July 20th was the report of the missing.
Okay. During any conversations that you had with Reba during this time from July 20th up to and including August 4th, did you ever find out what she'd done previously for a living?
Objection, Your Honor, relevant.
I believe it's going to, I'm going to make it relevant when I talk to him about the bus.
Talk to her.
No, I do not have any knowledge of it.
On, and you weren't alone when you, I want to jump to the bus time, so when you went to get her at the bus station, you weren't alone, correct?
No, I was not.
Okay. It was it the sheriff that was with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was with me.
Now, you testified that you arrested her at the bus station. She had some luggage. And the prosecutor kind of made a big deal out of that amount of luggage. Was it more than somebody maybe going on a vacation?
I would consider it a lot of luggage.
Was she ever in custody on that day?
Yes, ma'am.
But again, she wasn't told she couldn't leave. Is that correct?
I'm confused.
Did you tell her, did anyone tell her that you know of that she could not leave the property?
She was not informed that, that she could not leave.
Okay.
I don't understand your question.
Yes, thank you.
Since there were a lot of double negatives there. To the best of your knowledge, did anyone tell her that she could not leave? No. All right. Thank you. No further questions.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.